Brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Just going to do a short video around two simple concepts, but they're so important. They make all the difference, both in life, career, but also in relationships. Totally relates to relationships. So the example I'm using today is football. I played a lot of football when I was younger. Always ended up being the captain at some point or another with the teams that I was playing for. And so I was, you know, always responsible for a lot of what happened in the match, not just myself, but also the other people on the team and how we performed together and, you know, how we responded to things that happened, whether they were positive or negative, how we kept that going together as a homogeneous unit and what we did going forward. And so the two things I want to talk about today are positive regard and positive intent. When we're talking about football, whenever we stepped onto the field, every game was a new game. Every day was a new day, right? Every moment in that game was a new moment. So you had to have positive regard. You had to put aside the stuff that had happened in the past. You had to put aside who you were playing against, right? Even if it was a team at the top of the league or a team at the bottom of the league, sometimes we would win against the top team and we would lose against the bottom team. You know, you never knew, right? And so you had to put aside all those preconceptions, what you regarded that situation or the people in that situation, how they were going to be and what they were going to do and what it was going to be like and all that sort of stuff. To put that to one side and create a clean slate, something that you could then use and go in any direction. And then positive intent was, well, how am I going to show up in this situation? You know, thinking just about me, what am I going to bring to this situation? Who am I going to be? Can I trust myself to show up in this situation and allow my body, my mind, my physical attributes, you know, who I am, my tone, my trust in myself, can I allow all of that stuff to work together? And do I believe that I'm able to create something? Almost like, am I able to create a little bit of magic in this moment? And there are points, and lots of you guys will recognize this, there are points when it's almost like you could see a fraction of a second before the ball came to you or before a certain thing happened in the game, you could see what was going to happen. And you could feel it in your body that you knew what was going to happen and you knew exactly what you needed to do next, how you needed to move your body, what you needed to say, what you needed to do. You knew that, and it was almost like it was pre-described. Strange experience. And I like to describe that feeling as the knowing of trust in yourself, right? It's a feeling of trust in yourself. Some, you know, you could call it confidence too. But so when we're talking about positive regard and positive intent, positive regard clears out all the crap, all the need for certainty, all the need to know how something's going to go and keep and protect yourself so that you get the outcome that you want. Positive intent is, can I clear out all of the doubts in myself and be able to just trust myself to deal with this moment right now in the best way possible and create something positive, create something juicy that I want to happen in this moment, right? Enjoy it. Can I enjoy it? That's a great way of looking at it. Can I have the positive intention of just enjoying this moment, bringing all of myself to it and seeing how it goes? And it totally relates to relationships, right? Absolutely relates to relationships. We have seen so many guys have completely different interactions in their relationships when they employ these two things. Positive regard. I'm going to let you be however you are being right now, and I'm going to accept that, and I'm going to do that because it allows me to then be however I want to be. And that means that whatever happens in this interaction between us in this moment, today, this week, this month, this year, whatever happens is going to be something clean. It's going to be something real. It's going to be something true. It's not going to be dictated to by the things that have happened in the past or my need to control and, you know, have certainty around what's going to happen in the future. You know, whether we end up disconnecting and going towards divorce or separation or what that means for us and the kids and all the rest. Of course, you have to think about that stuff. But moment to moment, that stuff stops you from being able to create a more fun, more connected, more enthusiastic, more passionate connection with each other. That's the stuff that gets in the way, the doubt that sneaks in there, all these different ways. So can you practice positive regard, cutting away those things that might come in and cause those doubtful thoughts and the insecurity and the tentativeness, and just bring who it is that you are, who it is that you enjoy being, right? The guy that you enjoy bringing into those interactions with her. There's no certainty, right? There is no certainty, just like in a football match. There is no certainty that what you do and how you show up to that moment is going to create the kind of outcome that you want. But that's not why you do it. You go and play the game because you like to play the game. And that's kind of what I want to bring to you today in this video, is you play the game of being with somebody, not because it's a game, but because it's fun and you enjoy those interactions and to see what comes out of those. And ultimately, underneath that, there has to be a sense of trust. Trust in yourself, that who you are, when you're clear about that, when you're clear about how you want to move through your life and who you want to be, what you want to create in your future, that that will create the kind of future and experiences that you want to have. So that's what I wanted to bring to you today. We'd love to talk to you more about this. If you're interested, come to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com, fill in the application form on the Contact Us page. We'll have a free call, an hour and a half. We dig into what's going on in your situation, how you want it to be different. We talk about anything and everything. Could be your relationship, could be your kids, could be your parents, could be family disputes, it could be your career. We talk about all of the stuff and we go deep, deep into it and find out what's the belief, what's the little doubt that's in there that's stopping you from being able to be confident in yourself and leading things in the direction that you want it to go. Can you have positive regard for the situation and how it could go in any direction, and positive intent that however you choose to show up in it, you're going to create what it is that you want? Okay, that's it for today. See you, brothers. Take care.